have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Destiny Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. I am Destiny Peterson. It's Wednesday. Manhood Hour in the third hour today. Manhood Hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a doozy. Does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? Amazing question. Does Satan know God? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the shows. But whether you are buying groceries, working out, driving your car, land up at the beach, whatever, rioting, mad because the government is getting rid of all of the waste so the American people can have a little bit more of their money, whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. All right. It's amazing. It's raining in LA. Not like when I came in, it wasn't real hard, but it has started raining. And it's supposed to rain for 2 or 3 days, I think, according to the weather. I don't know. And now in California, they're concerned about, you know how they had the major fire. And now they're concerned about mudslides in California. What a mess, huh? Mudslides. So we'll see what happens. If it ain't one thing, it's another one. I was thinking about how all those homes burned down. And those homes were beautiful Spanish homes. It's the type of homes that give California a different type of flavor, feeling, atmosphere. It feels like California. And unlike New York, you know, you have all those high-rise buildings and everything is all put together and everybody right next there and living one on floor to another one, a mess. But in California, the houses was kind of spread out a little bit. It looked like neighborhoods. And the house was Spanish-made homes, designer homes, and it had palm trees and all that stuff. And it just made California beautiful. Now, in California, they're starting to build, not yet in the fire area, but down here, they start building these high-rise apartments. They're kind of everywhere. And it's taking away the designer, the look of L.A., of California. It just doesn't, it feels crowded, and it's not a good thing. And it's unfortunate that they put together a group of people and they decide to do all this kind of stuff. And they hold meetings for the citizens in those areas to come in and vote. They say, okay, we're about to build, this company want to build a high-rise apartment in your neighborhood. We're going to have a community meeting about it. And they have a bunch of people come and sit at a head table, most of the time women, and the community come out and discuss it like they're going before God, to ask God, don't do it. And the community say, no, don't do it. It's going to bring in a lot of traffic. It's going to do this. And they do it anyway. They build them anyway. It's like the deal has already been made, and the government, local government, and the builders of these homes, of these high-rise apartments, they have a business deal already made together, and to hold the community meeting is just a front. They always go build it anyway. It's crazy. And then they have a bunch of people sitting at the table, act like they're important. And they don't care. They don't care at all. And so, and then not only have they're building all these stupid buildings, homelessness is out of control in California. I remember in L.A., I remember when I first moved to L.A. and in 1968, there were a few homeless people, and they lived in the downtown L.A. area, East L.A. area, at the end of downtown. You may see some of that in our opening there of the show. And it was like just a few people. I never imagined for one minute, one day, that it would go out of control like that. They call it Skid Row. And now Skid Row is total messy row. They have a bunch of homeless shelter places down there and all that stuff. But now homeless people are everywhere. So they're building these apartment buildings. Homelessness is out of control because of the government. And I'm wondering out loud, now that the fire has happened and homeowners are going to rebuild in those areas, I wonder would the whole designing of the homes change too. I can't, our government is so wicked and controlling, and they're all involved with this, the rebuilding. I wonder if will they make these people build different designer homes? Because before it was really beautiful homes up there in Malibu and Ladera Heights, or not Ladera, but Pacific Palisade, another place. So I wonder will they change those things now. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the rebuilding of those areas. And those areas are pretty much white. With other folks, there are a few blacks up in there, but not many. And so it's going to be interesting to see the change in those, during the rebuilding. What a mess. Human nature is evil. It's a spiritual battle, and the human nature is evil. And it's amazing the amount of destruction that human beings bring upon the earth and on one another. I had no idea. I'm seeing all this, and I'm wondering, why did I see this before? I was asleep and couldn't see. I did not understand that hell is on earth and that it's inside of human beings. I've always looked for hell on the outside, but hell is on the inside of human beings. Human nature is hell. It's evil. It's destructive. And it's wicked. In the Bible, and it's not Bible Thumper Thursday, but I'll mention this. It says that no something like no one knows, and I'm paraphrasing because I'm sure I don't have it right. No one knows the depths of the wickedness of human heart. Something like that. And that is so true. That is so true. I had no idea the misery that human beings bring upon the earth and they bring upon each other. And they do it to themselves, too. They do it to themselves. They bring misery upon themselves as individuals. Isn't that amazing? The human heart is evil. That's why God said, don't trust an angry person. An angry human being is a murderer. And yet, human beings say, oh, it's normal to be angry. You better run when they say that, because that's a dangerous person, subject to snap at any moment, subject to change from darkness to more darkness at any moment. So I want to encourage you, do what you want, that you do what you want. You really start to pay attention to you. To you, so you can understand, you can see what's going on in others. Everything starts with you from the inside out, not the outside in, but the inside out. You'll see, and don't be disappointed. Be glad to see it. When people don't want to play with you anymore, when people talk about you, or when wives and husbands want to break up, or the children turn against you because they hate you more. Now they're older, they can turn against you. Be glad to see it. Don't be disappointed. Let them go. And if you can't let it go, let them go. Examine yourself to know one, so you can see, why can't you just let them go? What's wrong with you? You got to have it. It's not normal to miss anyone. It's not normal to long for another person or anything, really. It's not normal to be lonely, to be suicidal, to be afraid, to can't live with yourself, to not be one, to be whole. That's not normal to live that way. But it seemed normal because you said, well, everyone does it. And because everyone's in hell, you think it's fine to be in hell. What the? You want to stay in hell with everyone because you accept it as a norm. I tell people all the time, drop your anger. Let it go. Well, everybody's angry. I'm only human. What does that mean? And so you're not going to drop your anger because everybody is angry? You're going to stay in the crowd? Only a few take the straight and narrow path. And the way human beings treat each other, it's an animal nature. Human beings are in a fallen animal nature. That's why you must be born again. A return to the Father. A change of heart. CNN is reporting that over there in Ohio, local residents confront and drove off neo-Nazi demonstrators waving large swastika flags along a highway overpass on Friday between Lincoln Heights and Evendale, Ohio, home to a historically black community that has endured a long history of racism. Watch this from ABC News.
Tonight, the clash above a highway near Cincinnati, Ohio. Neighbors confronting neo-Nazis dressed in black, waving swastika flags on an overpass north of the city.
In this neighborhood, we do stand for something. This here turf is golden soil, and it won't be tarnished with things like that.
At least one neo-Nazi seen holding a long gun. Police shutting down the overpass, trying to keep everyone apart. The neo-Nazis taking off in a U-Haul. One person seen running down the road, throwing something against the side of the truck. A swastika flag ripped away and set on fire.
Amazing. Amazing. Here's where a so-called Baptist minister calmed tension and black community leaders began marching. Why is this?
A minister from a nearby Baptist church holding a prayer service, calming tensions.
People are afraid, they're scared, they're angry.
These neo-Nazis were wearing similar clothes and face coverings to the neo-Nazis who marched through downtown Columbus, Ohio in November. Black community leaders later making the same march as a counter-protest. Tonight, the mayor of Cincinnati says messages of hate have no place in the region, writing, "This is not what we stand for, and it will never be what we stand for." And there was concern on the ground that police were letting this protest happen. Police say while the protest was offensive, it was not illegal.
Amazing. Interesting in so many ways. In so many ways. Help me, Lord. Help us. We're scared. We're just so scared. And here's where... This is from X. That story from ABC News. This is from X. Blacks in Lincoln Heights marched with rifle for community defense against white supremacy. Watch this.
Definitely. Look at my baby. Something about. My baby, yeah, man. Yeah, what D doing? Dick sucker coming.
Amazing. So, a couple things about that. What's the difference between the so-called neo-Nazi people with guns and masks and all that, and the whole community, so-called community erupts? And then you see the blacks with the guns and the masks and all that. But no big deal. What's the difference? Neither one of them should be doing it, but what's the difference? Why overreaction to one group but not to the other one? We both are angry and have the same heart, intent at heart, and to hurt one another. But what's interesting about this story, and I want... try to bring this home so you can see yourself and how you do the same. I want you to notice how, do what you want, but notice how the so-called neo-Nazi people showed up, and the so-called black community just went nuts. They're praying in the streets. They're throwing rocks at the people. They're yelling. They're carrying on. And so I'm wondering, how come, what's wrong with the people that is overreacting to the white group showing up, that they can show up and you overreact like that? You carry on. You're out in the streets. You're marching. You're praying and marching. Why can't you just ignore them? How? What's wrong with human beings that they got to overreact to everything? I guarantee you, if you didn't overreact to these people, the so-called neo-Nazi people, they'll go away. Or if you didn't overreact to these blacks who are doing the same thing, they'll go away because they would not get the thrill from you, and then their thrill would die down or try to get a thrill from you. Why you got to overreact? What does it matter what someone else does? If they want to march on the bridge, let them march on the bridge. You stay at home or go about your business and don't worry about it. When will you take control? The world tell you to overreact. The world tell you to get upset, to overreact, and pretend that one group love the other group more than this group. Those black people don't care about the neo-Nazis at all. They don't love them at all. And the neo-Nazis don't care about them. And then the black so-called communicant people, they don't care about each other. They kill each other. They talk about each other. They rob each other. They fight each other. They don't care about each other, but on the street it looks like they do, and they don't. As soon as this thrill is over, they go back to fighting with one another. Same thing happens in your life, in your personal, private life. You pretend you're this with somebody, and then next thing you know, you're fighting, you turn on them. Or you overreact. They say one thing to you, you're overreacting. You don't be still and let it happen. You overreact as though it's happening to you. When will human beings stop acting like animals? God said to be still and overcome it. The world, which is evil, tell you to overreact to it and get deeper into it until you hurt yourself. It's just one group overreacting to another group, and none of them love each other either way, and they're pretending that they love each other, but they don't. Have you noticed whenever you join a group, eventually it turns on itself? You get angry at one group, and you're like, I'm leaving. They don't do this, and they don't do this. They said that. They said that. And then you go join another group, and then that group like, yeah, that's right. You come and join us. And then you turn on them, and they turn on you. And instead of learning from it and overcome it, you go join another group. It's like getting married 80 times. It's like getting you get married once, and you and your wife, and then to the lady, your wife and your husband and wife, y'all break up. Y'all fight. Y'all yell. Y'all break up. And then you're like, I'm going to go and find me another one. And then you go find another one, and she act all sweet, or he act all loving, all sweet, and you get married again. And then you start fighting again, and you repeat the same thing over and over again. Just thrills. Did you know that anger is a thrill? Did you know that laughter is a thrill? Crying is a thrill. That's why when she's crying, she's lying. It's just a thrill. Loneliness is a thrill. Suicidal thoughts are thrills. You think about yourself when the devil tells you to kill yourself, you get excited. It's all for the thrill. Human nature is all about thrills. And then in your thrills, you justify it. Instead of just seeing that you have another thrill going on and overcome it so you can be done with thrill, you love thrills. You go out looking for a thrill. Stop reacting to the world. Christ came that you may overcome the world inside of you and the world outside of you, inside of others. Overcome the world. Don't condemn the world. Overcome the world. Live in your own world in heaven within, the kingdom of heaven within. What's wrong with that? Why don't you live? Don't spend your whole life in misery. It's not normal. It's not normal to be afraid. Think about this. You, a human being, are afraid of another human being. Think about that. Why? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. You're afraid. I had a young lady come up on the stage on Sunday, and she was nervous. And I'm looking at her, and I see what's going on. And what she didn't understand, and hopefully she will eventually, that all of her fears and the nervousness and everything had nothing to do with the people outside of her in the audience there. It was all happening in her mind. It was inside of her. And she, hopefully she'll grow into it, but she didn't understand that the people outside of her had nothing to do with what she was feeling on the inside. But the spirit of you was telling her, oh, they're looking at you. They're judging you. They're this. And you listen to lies. Think about that. Something is telling you to worry. Something is telling you to be afraid. And you think that it is telling you the truth. And you react. And now you see the lie and you think it's the truth. You must be born again. You got to overcome thoughts and emotions. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about everything. And so this neo-Nazi thing, and these stupid people, this minister calling himself calming things down, and they pray, they ain't praying to God, they praying to Satan. It's all an act. It's another thrill. And they call it prayer. If anything, that minister should have been telling those people, hey, go back home. Don't pay that any attention. Don't hate these people. Go back and mind your own business. Let them march on the bridge. What's the difference? They're letting illegal aliens downtown L.A. walk around with Mexican flags. Not American flags, a Mexican flag, and they live in America. Or they let other groups in New York walk around with Allahu Akbar flags talking about death to America, death to Israel from the desert to the sea or something like that. Nobody says anything about that. Human nature is evil. Every human being has an evil heart until he or she sees it and overcome it. Admit it and overcome it. From the river to the sea? Oh, I said from the desert. What now? I was saying the other day, from the ocean to the sea, and a Jewish guy told me, what do you mean from the ocean to the sea? If they're at the ocean, they're already at the sea. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Amazing to understand. There's nothing like understand. Above all things, get an understanding. It's an understanding only come from God. You can't get it any other way. It will be given to you if you invite it in. If you open yourself up and let the truth come in, and it will make you free. It really will. But you got to work on you. And you got to be willing to let everybody, everything go. And when I say that, don't you try to let it go. Don't you make it. It will go naturally if you work on you. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of the, at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, E-Black. 11 a.m. And then 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. Catch him on Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. Energy rumbling everywhere. Given to him by God. Brand new episode this week, this Friday, of the FallenState.tv. Very Mamma Mia. Hola. Si, senor. Gracias. Discussion with Lisa Bloom. And Lisa is an author, attorney, and founder and owner of the Bloom Firm. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
We are one of the nation's largest and most successful civil rights law firms.
Do you fight for the rights for white people too?
We're talking about people of color.
And so are you married?
Oh, I've been married.
Did you obey your husband?
Why would I? Why doesn't he obey me?
Are you Christian?
No.
Are you Jewish?
Kind of, yeah.
Why would you trust women when they're crying, they're lying?
You sound very misogynist. Are you a narcissist, Jesse?
Right now,
people
I'm
have the right.
To,
I'm you, still talking. Okay, I'm I almost feel to, like you're punking me, Jesse. Oh.
It was interesting. It really was. This Friday, if the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise at 11 a.m. Pacific time, not at 12 anymore on Friday, but 11 a.m., and then the Anchor Baby at 12. Check it out. Support the Fallen State right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate. Or on locals.com. All right. It's so interesting, this incident there in Cincinnati. I was thinking about, during the break, I was thinking about how the blacks overreaction to the whites on top, up on the bridge, holding their little flags and carrying on. And then they turn around and do the same thing, carry guns and wear masks and walk them down the street trying to intimidate people. And then they had the Black Lives Matter, KKK, a bunch of fat, radical lesbians, committing insurrection upon America. But no one really says anything until the whites do it. Where's the love in that? If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. What is going on? And they're like, they're having a fit. Stop reacting. I want to stop arguing with people. I really want to encourage you, for those who want to overcome your hell, you're doing it backwardsly. The right way to deal with people is by not arguing with them. But the world tells you to argue. Not fighting. The right way to live is to not be concerned or give it a thought of what other people say or think about you. But the world will tell you you do. And you're digging a hole for yourself. The world tell you to have hatred. Anger is good. They do tell you anger is good. But anger is evil. God tell you don't be angry. And the world tell you to be angry, and you choose anger. And they keep you in hell. You're told to forgive. And the world tell you to hate, and you don't forgive. You got it all backwards. You got to turn upside down. You got to turn it back up. 888-775-3773. Madeline out of Virginia. Madeline, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning. Amazing.
Okay. Fabulous. So I called in last week about possibly losing my only Black friend due to I said that, you know, I told her who I voted for. That didn't go well. But the reason I called in today is I wanted to thank you because I've been listening to you for just a little bit over a year, and I hear you say all the time, you know, we don't need to be in our feelings about, oh, I have to take care of my mama. I have to do this, because we're just like putting ourselves in our own hell. So last weekend, I told my paternal grandmother, who I'm not really that close with, and I never had been, but I told her I would call her, you know, every week, because she's lonely. She's getting older now. So, you know, I didn't mind calling her every week, but now every time I call, she's like, oh, your president did this and your president did that. And that's because she watches MSNBC all day.
Yeah.
And after last Saturday's conversation, I decided, you know, she can call me if she wants to. I'm not calling her anymore. I don't have time to unravel everything she heard on MSNBC. I'm not a politician. I'm not doing any of that. So I just thank you for letting me know. I don't need to feel guilty. I shouldn't feel like I have to call her. And that's not my responsibility.
Why would you tell anyone, not just your grandmama or your mama or anyone, oh, you're lonely, I'm going to call you every other week? Why would you even...
No, she asked me. No, she told me that. I was literally talking to her maybe once a year at Christmas, because she would call at Christmas.
Right.
And so last time we talked around Christmas, she was like, well, I wish y'all would call me at least, like, you know, once a week just to check in. So I start calling her once a week.
But why do you tell her right then, no, I'm not calling you all every week? What's wrong with you? I ain't going to be calling you every week.
I wasn't enlightened back then, and now I know better.
I understand. You're right. Amazing, huh?
Yeah. It is. is. And I thank you. And I was watching yesterday, and, you know, you had a few people calling in about, why are you always on the blacks? Why don't you ever say anything about the whites? Well, you're the only one who even says the truth about what we're doing to ourselves. So if you weren't doing it, nobody else would be doing it.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and keep your eyes within on you. And I'm telling you, Madeline, you haven't seen anything yet. You're just going to, it's going to be, you're going to overcome all of the lies and the false ideas that your parents and your teachers and your friends and everybody gave you. And you're going to have an amazing life right here on earth.
But can I answer the biblical question real quick?
Does Satan know God?
I would say Satan does not know God, because when you know God, you're in his peace and you don't have all this hatred and anger. And I think if Satan felt God's true love, he would let all that hate go.
Amazing. I want to respond, but as you know, I got to wait until Sunday.
Okay, I'll listen on Sunday.
Are you doing the silent prayer every day, every morning, every night?
Sure do. I just started it a couple months ago. I did it this morning. I did it last night. Yes, I do it all the time.
Stay with it. And I don't care if the whole world turned against you, whatever they say about you, whatever they come after you, whatever, you stay with it. And you're going to have, as I said, amazing life, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Lee from Orlando, Florida. Lee, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Lee.
Call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we've talked in the past, and I do have a different question, but I just want to mention about the whole Ohio thing and the Nazis and all that. I was raised in Philadelphia, super democratic city, and I remember having fear, literally fear, right, as an 8, 7, 9, 10-year-old, that the KKK was going to come down my block and, like, take me out of my house. And I don't know where I got that from, but it was in the air, right? Like, it was just like the white people are the enemy and they're ready to take you. And what I realized in my life is anytime I hung around and I'm not going through any other race, I'm Puerto Rican myself and I've been through all the races, you know what I mean? Like, hanging out, I've always felt safe and had fun with white people. And whenever I hung out with black people, I had to be on high alert. You know what I mean? I couldn't concentrate. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not all, not all, not all, not all.
But, not all, not all, not all, but most.
Yeah, it was just the environment that I was in. Everybody was like, hate the white man this. And it kept me under for so long until I realized, like, nah, there's some people that are evil in this world. But it doesn't, you don't classify them as white or black or, no, they're evil. I've gotten, you know what I mean, taken advantage of from a few races, you know what I mean? And it's like, whatever, I know that you're evil, I'll keep moving. At least I realized that today.
And but, so are you over this idea that the KKK is going to come in?
Yeah, I've been over it. Yeah, man, it's that fear, right, that the enemy puts in your head, and it keeps telling you that, right? That's the only power he has is your thoughts, man. And I actually mentioned to that one of the first times I spoke with you was that when I first started listening to you, was that?
How when you had this fear that the KKK may come after you, how old were you at the time? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was in 4th, 5th, 6th grade. So I was like, you know, 8 to 10 years old. Like, I had fear. Like, I vividly remember even having nightmares about this crap. You know what I mean? Like, it was.
So were you hearing about them at school or something on TV?
Yeah, you know, friends. Oh, did you hear about the KKK? What? Did you hear about this? It was just like mentioned, right? Like, it was like the boogeyman, right? Like, the white man's the boogeyman. And did you hear what they did over there? And they drugged this guy. And I remember being young and hearing about some white guys dragging a black guy in Texas, you know, in the back. You know what I mean? And they exaggerated. We don't know what's going on. And like you say about the, now they call it a hate crime. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's evil. It's not.
This was back in the 80s and 90s?
Yes, yes.
Amazing.
Yes, I'm 43.
As I'm looking at this story I just opened up with and listening to you right now, it's so unfortunate that what evil people have done to divide the blacks and the whites. Because when I was growing up down in Alabama on that plantation, blacks and whites were not divided in the way that they are today. I'm sure you could have found some angry black and some angry white, but but overall, blacks and white people knew that it was a spiritual battle, and there were good people and there were bad people, people who have overcome evil, those who have not. And they were not nearly anywhere as divided as they are today. The wedge that has been drawn or put between the races started with the so-called civil rights movement, the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion. But it is mind-blowing what they've done. And even in today, 2025, is worse. And you've allowed the blacks to get in government. You've allowed them to be in white people businesses, schools, and everything.
Customer service, which is the worst.
Yeah, and it's only gotten worse. The races in the United have not come back together. They are further apart than any other time. It's amazing to see over the years what has happened between the races.
Jesse, I'm not as old as you, but I've seen it in my life. Not that you're old, man. I think that you're aging well, and I hear you talking about working out and taking care of yourself so you don't have a hunchback and all that, but it's so true. I've seen it in my own life. When I was in I had a real messed up childhood, just like a lot of us do. My mom was in and out of jail. She was a drug addict, died when I was 16 of AIDS. My dad was murdered when I was 5. He was in the drug game and all that. And so I was raised by my sister and my aunt. I had to go and forgive my aunt, which was the scariest thing, a 74-year-old woman. And I'm saying, CP, I forgive you. And she's looking at me like, forgive you for what? I took care of you. You know? Anyway, I'm not going to go down that line.
Right.
But I started realizing, like, man, you know what? It's not them. It's the spirit that lives in us. And that spirit that lived in her, lived in me, like made a home in me and made me angry, emotional, beta. I took things from women that I shouldn't have because I wanted to be a good guy, right? Like, and today I little by little realizing the first thing I did was forgive my parents before I even heard you, right? Like, for some reason, was something tugging at me saying, forgive your parents, bro. You're doing the same thing they did. You can't help yourself. They couldn't help themselves, right? And so I forgave. I was like, you know what? I'm doing the same thing that my parents did to me,
yes,
to my kids. You know what I mean? And so when I realized that, I forgave them. However, still beta tendencies, right? And then I realized, well, I got to forgive my aunt as well.
I noticed that I was looking at Maxine Waters and all these so-called black people that's in government. All they ever do is cry racism. They were trying to, and I'm going to play that story in a minute here at some point. They were trying to stop Trump from going to the Department of Education. Yep. And they were at the door trying to break in or get in. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, this reminds me of somebody, a white man at the door doing slavery or Jim Crow or something dumb they said. And I'm like, these people are so wicked. Why are they saying stupid stuff like that? The civil rights movement should be erased from history because all it has done is divide and cause people to become even angrier and just nothing but trouble. There's nothing good about it at all. It was never meant to be good. And it's just crazy how they're using that to keep every generation of black people angry and controlling them and divide the races. Human hearts, human beings are evil, man. It's a mess.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Jesse, and another thing that I've heard you say, you know, that we're all evil, right? And I had to come to terms with that. Even though I thought I did the right thing, right? I never try to do evil to anyone, but I'm like, bro, I would lie. I would manipulate. Yeah. I would do whatever I needed to do to get my way, and that's evil. You know what I mean? No matter how you look at it.
That's
people want to put the isms.
That's
in
a
them,
good
right?
point, Lee. Every human being does the same thing. Everyone.
Yeah.
It's some crazy how we're all the same, and we think we're different.
I used to be intimidated by other men, right? Because I didn't have a father in my life.
Yes.
And once I got older, I realized that these guys are just like me. They're lost. They're not, you know what I mean? Unless they're working on themselves. Like, but they're lost. They're lost. And I'm like, this guy is a CEO, but I see the anger in him. I see the emotions in him. Like, bro,
absolutely. Lee, amazing call, man. I got to run. Thank you.
I did have one more question. Is there any way that I can ask you this? Because it's really important.
Go ahead.
Just about music. Because I've been wanting to call you about this, right? I'm one that loves music. I play music all the time. And I was listening to Punchy. And Hake made this remark about playing music loud. And that's a sign of being angry. And I still do that. Like, I have a neighbor that called the cops on me all the time. and I play that. And you know what? When he says, so other people can hear it so that you can get that ego. You know what I mean?
Like, it's all for the thrill.
For the thrill, Jesse.
Yeah.
And so my question to you is, I'm constantly listening to music. I want to listen to it loud. Is that 100% the fact that I am so angry and that I am trying to, like, hide something? Or
You're still doing it. Based on what you said, you're still doing it for the thrill. You're getting the thrill from the music. You're getting the thrill from making it, playing it loud so other people can hear.
Yeah.
You get thrills when the police come to tell you to shut it down. So what you need to do is be aware of what you're thinking and feeling on the inside. And being aware of it would take away that thrill. And then you'll be able to enjoy music in the right way without the thrill.
How is this the right way, Jesse?
You would know that when the thrill is gone.
Gotcha.
So when you would listen to the music and just notice you're turning it up loud because you get a thrill of interrupting the neighbors.
Mm.
You're turning it up loud because it feels good. The music thumping on the floor. And So watch the thrills. And then once you see it, catch it, and then turn the music down a little bit. And I'm telling you, it will change everything. And you'll be you will be able to enjoy music in the right way without the thrill.
Okay. I'm going to work on that.
All right, buddy.
I appreciate that, Justin.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
I got to take a break. Oh, amazing. When I come back, straight to your calls and your super chats. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news coming right now. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
an American pothead teacher got freed by Russia in exchange, despite being sentenced to hard labor for having pot loaded up with drugs. Reminds me, I'm kidding about the loaded up with drugs thing. Reminds me of that one Brittany Griner woman. These people bringing pot into Russia, terrible. And federal so-called workers are protesting Elon and Trump's government cleanup, the cutbacks. They don't want it. And crazy winter weather, not that crazy, but pretty crazy. It's nothing to sneeze at anyway. Watch out. Be careful. It's cold and it's storming. And Trump and Pete Hegseth are telling NATO and the EU, you guys go help Ukraine more, as he's working on a peace deal between Russia and the Ukraine. I know he said he's going to do it in 24 hours, but it'll be within a 24-hour period at some point. Nice. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, February 12th, 2025 AD. Let me check the lines. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and get on hold to get on air with JLP in this coming second hour. It is Hake News, Not Fake News. Call me, Nonsense Network, CNN reports an American teacher who they say was wrongfully detained in Russia is back on U.S. soil after the white on the inside White House secured his release in an exchange, quote unquote. Mark Fogel, M-A-R-C, Fogel, F-O-G-E-L, was arrested way back in 2021, like 4 years ago, at a Moscow airport for carrying cannabis, allegedly. Allegedly, okay? He was given a 14-year sentence at a hard labor camp. That's pretty tough. They're tough on drugs and crime over there, I guess, or at least on Americans, so that they can make deals with America. So what a mess. Anyway, dozens of federal so-called workers gathered in Washington, D.C., the swamp itself, on Tuesday, yesterday, to protest for their jobs amid extensive cuts to federal agencies. Many were placed on administrative leave last week, paid leave, right, most of the time, I think, as part of Elon Musk's broader efforts to reduce government spending. On Tuesday, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, he signed an executive order directing agencies to work with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, to cut staff and limit hiring. Most Republicans, at least publicly, support the efforts to cut the federal workforce, so-called workforce. But under the surface, some GOP rhino lawmakers are growing concerned about the pair's efforts to usurp the authority of Congress. Give me a break. Congress gave up their authority and let the bureaucracies take over. You know what I mean? I think. That's what I hear from people who know. And winter weather has kicked into high gear, according to CNN, call me nonsense, across the United States, and it's not slowing down anytime soon. Rain, snow, and sleet, whatever sleet is, fell across a 1,500-mile stretch of the eastern United States on Tuesday, with more than a foot of snow recorded across parts of the Appalachians in Virginia and West Virginia, Mountain Mama. The second back-to-back winter storms will hit some of the same areas today and dump the most substantial snow of the season in Chicago. A third storm is coming in the coming days will present the most serious flood threat that Southern California has faced since January's devastating wildfires. So watch out for mudslides, landslides, and stuff, Southern Californians. Crazy. In a series of meetings in Europe this week, U.S. officials urging the EU and NATO counterparts to take on a much greater role supporting the Ukraine, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, nice, expected to urge members to increase their defense spending to 5% of their respective GDPs for the Ukraine. And they're pursuing multiple channels, Trump is, to get peace between Russia and the Ukraine. I'm James Hake. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week is a doozy. My biblical question. Does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, you're carrying a swastika around, you're black and you overreact, so you run against your hood, you should be listening to the show. Or you are just laying about. Or you're driving. Or whatever. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go at buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bun JLP catch up. Bun JLP catch up. All right. I have set before you life and death. Choose life. Choose life. When will you choose life? What is it going to take? What event will it take that needs to happen in your life before you finally say, you know what? No more. I'm working on me. Goodbye, world. Why don't you give the world the finger? Really? You know, when I say finger, I don't mean like your physical fingers. I meant like give the way your mind, your thoughts, and your emotions, and stop pretending, and stop fake grinning, and stop talking to people you don't want to talk to, and stop, just quietly do it. Because people don't care about you. Human beings do not love one another. It's a lie when you say you do, you're lying. Because if you loved, you wouldn't have any anger. You can't have love and anger, all right? If you have anger, you have no love. Zero love. And you snap in a moment. It doesn't take but a or whatever. Did I do the biblical question there? I did. Okay, thank you. Let me go to Danny out of Bulgaria. Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Peterson. I hope you're doing well, sir.
All is well, Danny. How about you?
All is well, thank you. Mr. Peterson, I'm calling to ask you a biblical question.
Okay.
I was reading the Bible partially, and, you know, God is eternal, and so are his principles. And God made everything in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he's resting, right? I think that we're still, according to God's calendar, of course, we're still in this seventh day. Because you notice how nothing is changing, not really changing. So I think we are still, according to God's calendar, in this still seventh day. What do you think?
When you say God's calendar, what do you mean?
Well, the time that he uses, not we.
But I don't know what that means. We're still in God's things. I don't know what God's calendar. But I do know. I do want to tell you, I don't know the calendar thing that you mentioned, but I can tell you, Danny, that everything has changed. Everything is perfect. All is well. But human beings, and not all, but most, have decided they want to live an illusionary life. They want to stay in the illusion. And because they are living the illusion, their world have not changed. But everything has changed. It's done. We're all free.
Yeah.
And we have no problems, no trouble at all. But only if you live in the illusion of your imagination and emotions, you believe that things have not changed, right? But everything has changed. All is well.
That's pretty much where I was going with. And that aside, Mr. Peterson, you have a remarkable biblical question. If I have but a moment, may I try to answer it, please?
Does Satan know God?
No, he does not.
And why you say no?
He knows of God and his idea of God, but he doesn't know the principles. And this is why, for example, in the Orthodox Christianity, we don't really say believe in God, we say believe God. Because as you said, God has already given us the rules. We have to believe him and live according to his way. But a lot of people believe in God, meaning they know God, like just like Satan, but they don't believe God. They don't follow the rules. And this is why when you don't have heaven, you can only have hell. You cannot be in between. So Satan doesn't know God. He knows of God. And he has the idea of God, but God is not something you can have an idea of. You can either know him or not know him.
Very interesting, Danny. I want to respond to some of the things you said because it's very interesting. But as you know, Wait until Sunday. Had you wonder if Satan knows God? Have you thought about that before?
A long, long time ago. And that was pretty much my input even back then. Because, as I said, we don't have this believe in God thing. This is new. It has always been believe God, meaning obey him.
Amazing. Interesting, right, Danny. I appreciate that, man. Thank you. But as far as the seventh day, I don't know about that part.
Maybe I didn't phrase it correctly. You know how it is sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Well, with that said, Mr. Peterson, I know how busy you are. Kind regards to your audience and your colleagues. Have a remarkable day, and God be with you, sir.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much, Danny. Thank you.
Goodbye, sir.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Johnny is a first-time caller out of MI, Crooked Ladder, I humpback, hi. That's how you spell Mississippi. First time call out of Mississippi. Johnny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Well, thank you, Jesse. I discovered you a couple of months ago, and I agree with you 100%. I grew up in the rural South in the 50s, and like you did in Alabama, we were very poor. My father was put in prison for making moonshine whiskey out here in these red hills in Mississippi. And we had black neighbors that helped us, and we helped them, and we all got along and made it just fine.
Yep.
And most of the black people around here married their wives, raised their children, and they were in different schools, and it was a lot different. I agree in repatriation for anyone that was born before 1963 because they had to go to the back door. And although they was getting double meat on the hamburger sometimes, but that wasn't right. And but what I wanted to get across was there's a forgotten thing here. In 1968, when we were integrated in our schools here, we were called in and into the auditorium and told in 5 days we're going to have 5 black children in our school. If they're walking down the sidewalk, you are to step off the sidewalk and give it to them. And we did, because we were friends after school. We just went to different schools. And then after I got out of school, went to work on the Frisco Railroad, the white guys couldn't make any rank because they had to promote all these black guys that had been held back all these years. And I was okay with that. And then later on, I opened my own company. And I discovered affirmative action. And then it didn't matter how I bid on the job. If one black guy bid on the job, he got the job. And so I agree with you on the civil rights thing. I grew up in it. I actually worked at a little service station when I was about 13 years old. And the Freedom Riders came through here. And what I remember about them, they were pretty nice people. But when they left all their garbage out in the side of the road, and I had to pick it all up. But, yes, I just wanted to comment and say that you are on the right track. I appreciate what you say and the lessons you teach out here. And I'm a Christian. I go to church on Sundays, and I married my wife, raised 4 children, put them through college. And I, by the way, I dropped out of school in the 9th grade and ran away from home.
Nice.
But anyway, that's my story. How you doing, Jesse?
Johnny, I appreciate that. When I reflect on the amazing America that I grew up in, and I look at what's happening now, it's horrible what human beings have done in our country and the way that they have divided and brought, and they still use this phony idea of racism. I'm looking at these stupid black women in government and black men. Every time they want things to go their way, the first thing they do, they cry racism. It's racist. It's just racist. It's hard on a black woman in America. A black woman always had to do this and do that. I'm like, this woman is lying. She's lying. And it's just unfortunate that white people, because they're afraid, that's why you got to overcome fear. They're afraid. They won't even correct these stupid black people when they use this lying word called racism. They just let them get away with that, not understanding that other young black kids are listening, and they're going to just grow up believing the same thing and going to keep this lie going forever.
I agree, Jesse. And in today's world, we become who we surround ourselves with.
Yes.
And when we're around all those bad people, you know, it's sort of like my dad used to say, if you think it's you're a smart man because you're hanging around with idiots, just hang in there. It won't be long before you'll be an idiot, too.
100%.
Look, Jesse, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
I've got to get to work here. 74 years old, I'm still out there digging it, my friend.
Right on. Thank you, Johnny. Call me again. Amazing call.
I will. And I enjoy you every day. I enjoy your show. So keep it going, my friend.
I will, buddy. Thank you. Amazing.
Goodbye.
I want to show y'all, then I go back. I want your super chats and the phone calls here. I want to show you another example of evil human hearts. And this is not these people that are protesting in this situation I'm about to show. They don't care about you, the voters, at all. They don't care about you being black. They don't care about you being white. This is all about so-called money and power. And they're lying to you when they say they care about you. As you know, the Great White Hope and the guy from X are working very hard to make things right in America. And so they're getting rid, hopefully getting rid of the Department of Education and all this DEI crap and everything. And the Democrats and some of the right-wing Republicans are having a fit about it because they're losing money and power. It's not about you. And so, according to Daily Mail, a group of furious House Democrats yelled at a lone security guard standing in front of the Department of Education after Elon Musk, Doge team set its sight on the agency. I want you to look at this, and you're going to see wickedness, really. You're going to see how evil. It's just another example how evil. This is the battle between good and evil, an example of it. Watch this from this first soundbite is from X.
We're going to talk there.
All access.
Over there. We're members of Congress.
We're members of Congress. We're members of Congress.
We're coming in. Don't lock the door. We're coming in. Who are you?
You're not coming in.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you, sir? Do you have business here?
Yes.
I have sent the assistant secretary a letter alerting her that we would be here today. We've asked her for a meeting.
Yeah, I don't know that that's been accepted, sir, until that's accepted. It doesn't need to be accepted.
Who are you?
What authority do you have?
And what do you do here?
What do you do here?
Security responsibility.
Get out of the way. We pay your job.
No, you don't.
We're members of
Congress. We pay you.
We're members of Congress.
Nobody has accepted me.
As members of Congress.
These are devils. Look at the devils.
I'm relaying that.
You are not the spokesman for the department. You are a security guard.
Can you identify yourself?
We are members of Congress. We'd like to enter the town.
You don't have any identification. Where's your ID?
Where's your ID?
We are not. This is not good enough.
We are not a threat.
I love how that one little wheezy white guy dealt with them. Those are a bunch of demons. You're seeing human bodies, right? But you don't see the demons in those bodies. And they think just because they have some stupid title, members of Congress, like that's supposed to be, oh, I'm scared now. Come on in. And Maxine Waters just went, away your ID. He should have said, none of your business, bitch. It's not your business with my ID. Why are you here? But I love how he just stood there and dealt with it. When will you face evil inside of you and deal with it? Stand still and deal with it. Stop running. Here's where the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters, with the low IQ, here's where she continued to harass this guy. Watch this from Newsmax.
Look them in the eye. Come on, hold your face up. Look at them. Let them see you. This is him. Look at it. What's your name? Tell us your name. Give me that ID again.
So
what?
I showed you the ID.
You do what?
I showed you the
Could
ID.
Could you let me see the ID again? Huh?
No.
No?
Nice.
Will someone else ask him for the ID? Will you ask him for it? He won't let me see it
again. The devil want help.
You didn't see it. I didn't see it. They didn't see it.
Then Satan want help. Cowards always want help. So I want you to take note of this. One little white man, he doesn't look like he got big muscles or anything, standing up to the demons. He's just standing there, not overreacting, not angry, and just standing there. They don't know what to do. That's how they screamed at Jesus Christ. When they went after him, he just stood there, okay, whatever. They didn't know what to do because they could not get a reaction from them, from him. I want you to try this in your life if you want to overcome your hell. Stop overreacting. Stand and just watch the demons inside of you and inside of others and see how things go for you. Don't argue. Don't fight. Just watch. Real power. Your real power, your power is in stillness. It's not in overreaction. Stop. Stop overreacting. I love how this guy is. You just, I'm not giving you anything, you little evil female. And Maxine Water. Well, I want somebody to come and ask him. I wish for you, if you want it, that you would be free. You're living, as Denny from Bulgaria mentioned, I said to Denny, everything is done. It is finished. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You have been freed. All your sins have been wiped away. Fear is an illusion. You are living an illusionary life. You think you are your feelings, your body, your thoughts, your reactions. You think they're you. And that's why you say, I'm afraid, I'm this, and I'm lonely, and I'm this, and I'm this. And you're confirming a lie, and you're identifying with evil every time you do. And you're so one with evil, someone come along and tell you, hey, stop it. Don't do that. Well, who will I be if I don't identify with feelings or thoughts? Who will I be if I stop thinking? If I stop thinking that I am a professional, I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor, I'm a mother. And women love to use that word mom. I'm a mom. Instead of mother, like mom sounds special. You're so special. Stop identifying. Drop all your identities, even your identity about God. Drop them. All your little morality, drop them. And then you shall live. I love, that's so nice. I think I want to play it twice, Nick. What I want to do is play the first soundbite where these demons go over to the Department of Education and they try to intimidate this man and knocking on the door. A bunch of old demons, too. Those are not even young demons. And if you notice, they're all in a group. Not one went by him or herself. They're all in a group, and then when that group leave, they turn on each other. Pay attention how the group turn on each other when they're done with you. They don't love each other either. I just want to play that from Daily Mail one more time. This is at the Department of Education. Elon and Trump is cleaning it up. They had a guard at the door and watched the demons try to hurt, intimidate the guy from X.
We're going to talk there.
Look at the demons. They tried to break into heaven.
We're members of Congress.
So?
We're members of Congress. We're members of Congress.
And?
Don't lock the door. We're coming in. Who are you?
You're not coming in.
Who are you?
Who are you, sir?
Do you have business here?
Yes.
I have sent the assistant secretary a letter alerting her that we would be here today. We've asked her for a meeting.
Yeah, I don't know that that's been accepted, sir, until that's accepted.
It doesn't need to be accepted.
Who are you?
What authority do you have? And
what did you do here?
What do you do here?
Security responsibility.
Get out of the way. We pay you. We pay your job. We pay you.
We're members of Congress.
You don't pay him, Maxine. Shut up.
We haven't heard that from the secretary. We haven't heard that from the spokesman.
I'm relaying that.
You are not the spokesman for the department. You are a security guard.
Can you identify yourself?
I already did.
We are members of Congress. We'd like them to the final identification.
You don't have any identification. Where's your ID?
We are not.
It's not good enough.
We are not a threat.
Look at her. Such a nasty demon. And not getting that flipping ball. And watch this old demon. Everybody, oh, where are the young demons? Watch this old demon, Maxine Waters, from Newsmax. She continued to, and then she's going to run out of energy because she sees it's not working, and the demon going to call for another demon. Y'all, come and see the ID. Watch this from Newsmax.
Look them in the eye. Come on, hold your face up. Look at them. Let them see you. This is him. Look at it. What's your name? Tell us your name. Give me that ID again.
I showed you the ID. I shared it to you.
So what?
I showed you the ID.
You do what?
I showed you the
Could
ID.
Could you let me see the ID again? Huh?
No.
No?
Nice.
Will someone else ask him for the ID?
Look at the demon.
Will you ask him for it? He won't let me see it again. You didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
They didn't see it.
Another old female demon. America, overcome evil with good. Don't be angry. And you can deal with life in a perfect way. What a mess, huh? They don't want Elon Musk and the Great White Hope to clean up the government because these people been living high on the hog with our tax money. You've heard over the week, we've talked about it, other news outlets have talked about the waste that they've done with our tax dollars. Amazing, huh? The DEI crap. 888-7753, a spiritual battle. You're dealing with demons inside of you and your thoughts and emotions and inside of others. Stop fighting with the demons and overcome them. If you stop fighting with them and watch them, become the observer of them and not the warrior, and then the spirit of truth will fight your battle for you. But you got to invite it in and let go. Surrender your demons to the light, which is the nature of God. Wayne is out of Texas. Wayne, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How you doing?
All is well, Wayne.
Yeah, I just wanted to, again, express my gratitude for everything that you're doing, you know, around the world, et cetera, et cetera. Doing a good job.
Thank you, Wayne. Amazing.
I wanted to say that Hank, the Hank News.
Hank.
That's my news. That's my news service, man.
Right on. The Hank
I listen to
News,
him every day.
Not the fake news.
Fake news, not the fake news.
That's right.
So I was calling about the DEA deal.
The DEI? Wait, your DEI phone
deal,
seemed
yeah.
Your phone seemed to be a little muffled.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, speak right into it, all right?
Okay, I was calling about the DEI deal, right?
Okay.
So I'm a commercial pilot.
Oh, okay.
I fly for one of the major airlines.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if there's DEI. It's like getting a driver's license.
Yes.
Do you think there's DEI getting a driver's license?
Yes. Nowadays, it is because they're letting illegal aliens and everybody get driver's license. And So it's DEI.
Okay, because I had to go through I'm a black guy, and I had to go through all the tests and everything, and they were not joking with me, man.
They wanted what?
They were not joking.
Yeah.
And then also you have to separate transport airline pilots from private pilots, because private pilots don't get all that training that we get as commercial, you know, transport pilots.
And so do you see, are you aware of DEI pilots and air traffic control people?
Well, I don't know much about air traffic control, but as far as pilots go, I cannot say that I've noticed that they're DEI pilots, you know?
Yeah. Hold on. Can you hold on for 1 minute? Wayne, let me take a quick break.
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
I'll hold on.
Okay. 888-7753. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Talk to Lisa Bloom. And it was a mess. Lisa Bloom, author, attorney, and founder and owner of the Bloom Firm. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
We are one of the nation's largest and most successful civil rights law firms.
Do you fight for the rights for white people too?
We're talking about people of color.
And so are you married?
Oh, I've been married.
Did you obey your husband?
Why would I? Why doesn't he obey me?
Are you Christian?
No.
Are you Jewish?
Kind of, yeah.
Why would you trust women when they're crying, they're lying?
You sound very misogynist. Are you a narcissist, Jesse?
Right now, people have the right.
I'm still talking. I almost feel like you're punking me, Jesse. Oh.
Lisa Bloom is the daughter of Gloria Allred. And it was a mess. This Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, thefallenstate.tv. I do cameos for you. If you want a cameo, shout out. Birthdays, anniversary, congratulations, encouragement, or whatever the shout out is. Happy Valentine's Day, and all that. I've been doing a lot of happy Valentine's lately. Is Valentine near or something?
Yes, it's in 2 days.
Is this week?
Friday.
Amazing.
February 14th, am I right? Yes.
That's amazing. So, Nick, you gonna buy Alexa some chocolate or flowers?
Both.
Both. Nice. amazing. Valentine. So, shout out. Valentine, shout out. Whatever. Go to Cameo. Cameo.com/JLP Talk. No, Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo. Cameo. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget to like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, Rumble. We on Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. Cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. And one other quick thing I just forgot until now, because a brand new episode on Punchy. Punchy.tv. Watch this.
Was Jesus a street preacher?
It's almost like he let life tell him what to do next, as opposed to, I gotta tell him that gay is wrong.
Interesting.
Super satanic, L-10. He would address people with scripture. He would never give his own opinion on things. If you notice,
I never
reading the Bible.
It.
Jesus spoke a little bit more naturally. than just quoting the Bible at them. Yeah.
Street preachers today are like activists calling people out. It's just wolves in sheep clothing to me. It still feels the
same
to me.
I'm sensing that you're kind of in your feelings with it, in all honesty.
He's just reading between the lines that's what he was giving off.
Reading between the lines?
He was prideful.
What lines?
So you think that we should Bible thump? That's what we ought to do.
Yeah.
What the? Punches.tv. What are you saying, Jay?
Derek said that Joel had a super satanic L take, as in loser take.
Check out punches.tv. All right. Amazing. I want to go quickly back to, and it's also, Punch is also on YouTube. Punchy on YouTube and Punchy TV. All right. Let me go quickly back to Wayne out of Texas. And Wayne is a pilot and discussing the DEI. Wayne, do you believe or have you noticed or do you believe that they have DEI in the airline industry now?
No, I haven't noticed. Once again, I'm an airline transport pilot as opposed to just a regular private pilot. And we get a lot of training. We handle emergencies and all that kind of stuff like that. The accident you showed yesterday, if you noticed, it was a very small airplane.
Yeah.
So that guy has not been through the kind of rigorous training that the people that fly the big planes go through.
And how do you know that?
Because I'm a pilot. I know the smaller jets, the companies, they don't, not that they don't have enough money to do it, but we used to go through twice a year, like every 6 months. It would be like taking your driver's test all over again.
And so are you saying that DEI doesn't exist in the airline industry?
I wouldn't go that far. I would say that the pilots, as far as the guys that operate the aircraft, there's not too much DEI there because you have to meet a certain standard. And if you don't meet it, if you fail a test twice, you're fired.
How come I noticed that over the years, the last few years, they have gotten rid of all of the trained, nearly all, not all, but most of the trained white pilots that were in the military and things like that. They've gotten rid of them and replaced them with black women and some black men and all kind of mess. If DEI is not prevalent in the airline industry, why did they get rid of the white men who were trained to be pilots by being in the military?
That's because, first of all, I think the percentage of minorities that are in the airline would be probably just around probably 8%. Women would probably be about 3%. So it's still majority white men. Not that that makes a difference. The reason why we don't have as many military pilots anymore is because the military has cut back on the number of people that they're training. So you find that, like myself, for example, I actually paid for my own training from my savings. You know, I went to school and paid for it. But a lot of guys, they go into the military and 10 years after they come out and they're lucky they get a job. So the reason why they're not...
No, finish your point. The reason they're not what?
No, I'm just going to repeat. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I noticed that, I know you're right about the pilots who are in these smaller planes, they're not as well trained as the pilots in the big plane, passenger plane. But I do know for a fact, because I know several pilots, that white pilots, experienced white men, have been taken out of the airline industry and replaced them with people of color, DEI people, homosexuals and lesbians and everything. And so I do know that is happening, but you sound like you're not either not paying attention to it or something because they forced these white trained pilots out.
Well, Jesse, an airline pilot like myself, I make well past $250,000 to $500,000 a year. And ain't nobody going to push me out and make me leave my job. So what
but
I'm trying to say
black.
Is that...
You're black. You don't have to worry about it.
Even the white guys ain't going to let nobody... Once you get your seniority, it's like a military thing. You get seniority and then you get promoted. Once you get your seniority, you ain't leaving for nothing. They can't just kick you out unless you fail a test or something like that. It's all unionized. It's like the teachers' union. They can't just put you out like that. I don't know where you're getting the statistics from.
But they
cannot just put people out like that. That's crazy.
This white pilot resigned rather than taking the Chinese virus?
Oh, yeah.
Shot.
Yeah, I was there. I was there for that. And they threatened us with they're going to fire us if we don't take the Chinese virus shot. And I didn't take the shot. And then they end up, I kind of call their bluff and they end up not firing us. A lot of people took it because they got scared. But me being, not in the fallen state, I was not scared. I was like, okay, go ahead and fire me. And they didn't, they end up not firing the whole of us.
So you didn't take the jab, right?
No, I did not.
And so are they hiring the white experienced pilots back, or are they bringing in the DEI people?
In my particular airline company, nobody was fired because they did not take the jab. They gave us the opportunity to say, okay, well, this is the religious reasons why we're not taking it. We have to write a letter. Or we had to take the jab. I wrote the letter, but my letter didn't go through, and I just didn't take the jab. And then they end up not doing anything about it. Not one person was fired, because that's totally illegal.
Yeah. Nobody
in my company. My company employs about 10,000 pilots, and not one person got fired.
According to the New York Post, the FAA reversed their hiring to favor ethnic minorities. They got sued for this. Do you know about that?
No, but I know the FAA is just a licensing board. It's like if I get a driver's license and I want to go drive a taxi, the taxi company would be the one really screening me. The FAA may give me, a license, but for me to actually get the job, they put you through rigorous flight tests. You have to do a whole ton of written tests. You're not just going to go in there and pass the test. Even if you have a fake license, you're going to have to prove yourself in the simulators. They have these things they call simulators.
What do you think about, and then I got to run, but what do you think about the pressure from the government, the media, and activists to that they are put on the airline to train and hire so-called diverse pilots? What do you think about that?
Well, I would say it depends on what job area it is. If you're looking at, people that are taking tickets or stuff that's not safety sensitive, then it's okay. But when it's something is safety sensitive, I don't think DEI should be involved in that.
But why should the government, the media, and activists be allowed to put pressure on the company at all to tell them who they should or should not hire?
Well, I believe if I have a small company, then I don't think the government should have jurisdiction to tell me stuff like that. But if I have a public company, like, for example, UPS hires, they have so many employees. I want to say, I don't know how much, but they have employees as much of one of our states. They probably have more employees than that. And so since they're so big, they should be able to, help other people get in. Like, you don't want to just hire all, one race. You want to have a diversity of people.
Why? If you want to hire, if you own your own company and you just want to hire white people, 100% white people, why shouldn't you do that if that's what you want to do for your company?
Well, I agree with you. If you own your own company,
I mean,
and you
a
have
company
like employees.
A big company like, the one you just named?
UPS.
UPS. Why shouldn't UPS be allowed to hire all 100% white people if that's what they wanted to do? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. Like, for example, I mean, it's just, it's kind of fair, you know, to try to give everybody a chance. I think
But not how is it unfair? How is it not fair to hire all white people? They're giving all white people a chance, right? What's unfair about that?
Well, there's no big deal. That brings the question. You seem to think that white people can do a job better than black people.
Yes.
I think it's a matter of training. If you come up and you're properly trained and you come out from, you have a father in the house, you have everything going right, you have your mother and you're all ready. If you are properly trained, I don't think your color matters.
But if you notice, though, if you notice, white people tend to put more effort in things, whereas non-white people don't put as much effort. So the qualification is not going to be the same because non-white people don't work as hard nowadays. Have you noticed that?
No, I would say it depends on, again, the background of the individual. Like, for example, yourself, you put a lot of effort into your work, you know, and me, I put a lot of effort. When I go to do my training tests as, you know, as a pilot, I don't joke around. I'm well prepared because this is how I feed my family. So I go in down there with, you know, like you could send Satan to test me. I would pass that test because I'm well prepared. I've seen other white guys that they just come in there. And I'm like, whoa, this guy doesn't even know the answers for these things and stuff like that. And they could do that because, like, you know, they're fucking white. Excuse my language. They're white. They can do that. But me, a black man, I got to go in there. I have to have my P's and Q's all crossed. Not that I have to, but I just make sure that my P's and Q's are crossed. So when I've noticed that my counterparts, some of them white, they go in there like, whatever, you know?
That's because they're smarter.
No, I can see them performing. They're not the reason why I know they were not ready is because their performance is below my standard.
But if you notice, though, and then I got an amazing call, though. If you notice, you are not a normal black. You sound like you're from Africa, so you're not like one of those. You're not a normal black. Am I right?
That's correct. I'm not African American.
Right.
I'm from the Caribbean.
And so because of that, you will be working harder. People are...
I rest my case.
That's right.
I rest my case. I'll call you tomorrow. I wanted to talk about why the King James Version is the best version, but we have other callers. So I'll give you a call tomorrow and we'll talk about that.
All right. Make sure you do. Thank you.
Hey, Jesse, thanks a lot. Appreciate you, and all the best.
All right, you too, buddy. Amazing call. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Normal blacks are the ones that don't work as hard and don't care and want it free, and they feel like victim. Not African blacks. The blacks from foreign countries, they work very hard. Unless they get here, then they become Americanized. Black Americanized, then it's a different story. Super chat.
Xtunda on Kick says, our black community is a mess. Amazing.
Amazing. It is. Thank you.
Over on punchy.tv/JLP, I think.
Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E.
Jim in Alaska says, it never seemed right changing McKinley's name, Mount McKinley's name, to Denali, what Obama did.
All right.
We can see it from our hometown, and we are glad it has its rightful name back. Score another win for the great white hope.
You're not going to get tired of winning. What did Trump say? You're going to be tired of winning after a while?
Yeah, we're going to win so much, you're going to get bored with winning.
I know it. It's amazing. look how long he's been in the office already, and he's been doing nothing but winning. Amazing. Thank you.
Derek in Nashville, five coffees. What are principalities? I hear you speak of them, looked it up, but still don't understand it. Just curious. Thank you.
Principalities in high places, government, demons in government, whatever. These people who think they're something else. they have control. What a principality other than
I don't know. I've never looked it up either.
What I've been, and again, what I've been told, because I'm sure it means more than what I've been told, but it's talking about people in high places. Like we saw the demons at Congress trying to force that guard, right? To, well, we are Congress people. Those, that's one example of demons in high places, but I'm sure it means much more than that. And I don't know what the other meaning is. But an interesting question now I want to know. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you, Derek.
Yeah.
Ray Barakafi, Ecclesiastes 9:3 says, "The heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live. And after they, after that, they go to the dead."
Repeat that.
The heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and the madness is in their heart while they live, and after that, they go to the dead.
Amazing. Who is that from?
Ecclesiastes 9:3. Ray said that.
Thank you, Ray. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Jamil Barakafi answering the biblical question.
Does Satan know God?
I was thinking about this and randomly opened the Bible and found 1 John 4. Whoever fails to love does not know God, because God is love.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Somebody else had said, yeah, because Satan has hate. He doesn't know God.
Yeah, remember that.
Jalen over on Cash App, no message.
Thank you, Jalen. Amazing.
Anthony on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, that is. Social Security spending, sending checks to dead people.
Did y'all hear about that? The Doge man talked about that yesterday.
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dead people. What the? Nick, let me see that guitar.
The what?
The guitar?
Huh. What the? Oh, yeah, that one. Who sent...
You mean this one?
Who sent that to Bond? We got this guitar in the mail yesterday.
From Court.
Who?
From Court.
Thank you, Court. Nick is the only one that knows how to play. I think Derek knows how to play a little bit.
But really? It's a cigar box guitar. It's pretty cool.
He made it?
I don't know about that. I don't think so. But you know what? In the back, it says... It doesn't say who made it, but it says, "Hecho en Nicaragua."
Wow.
Hecho en Nicaragua?
Exactly.
Yep. Right on. Thank you, Court, right?
Yes, sir.
It's very nice. It's sharp.
It really is.
Very nice.
I'm going to play something hillbilly, something real hillbilly next Tuesday, maybe.
Nice.
Sweet.
And I don't know if that's a pejorative, but I think it's a good thing.
What's majority?
Hillbilly.
I love the hillbillies.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Amazing. Hold that thought.
All right, we'll read the rest of your super chats later, guys. Thank you.
Amazing. When I come back, it's Manhood Hour. We're going to take your calls to super chat. I have something I really want to show you in Manhood Hour. Mind-blowing stuff. Mind-blowing. It's a spiritual battle. And your calls. Hake is coming in with the hate news right now. Not the fake news, but the Hake. H-A-K-E news. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. We'll be right back.
Those stranded astronauts, you know, those two stranded NASA astronauts, NASA does not mean lies, are hopefully maybe going to return as soon as early as March 12th. Almost like a year. What, they left last June? It was supposed to be like a week or 10 days or less. Crazy. But thanks to Elon Musk's SpaceX, I think, right? And canned tuna. Watch out for the canned tuna. I think it's canned. Recall. Costco, Trader Joe's, Walmart, and other retailers. A botulism scare. Watch out for botulism. That's nothing that you want to have, I think. Whew. There's a full snow moon today. It's February, and February's full moon is called the snow moon. Correct me if I'm wrong, farmers. There's some farmers who listen to JLP and Hake. Also, you can see Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in view, too. Explain that, flat earthers. Shout out. And other fun news mess going on in the world. I'll be talking about plastic straws maybe on the Hake Report. There's a nice little poll from the far left females at the Skim. But anyway, this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Manhood Hour is coming right up in the third hour. Hang tight, callers. The lines are full. You can try to call in every so often in case a line opens up. And try to call in as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller for a chance to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Do it. Call Me Nonsense Network, CNN reports, after a months-long delay, many months, there is a new plan to bring the two NASA astronauts home from the International Space Station, ISS. They've been stuck in space. NASA moved the return date for Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, a man and a woman, up by a couple of weeks, meaning earlier, right? Maybe? A slight adjustment to a plan that had already been in place for months. They were supposed to be back in February, but I guess it's going to be March 12th, they say. Maybe as early as that. The space agency said they were able to adjust the schedule because they opted to swap the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule they'll use to fly their Crew-10 mission, which now will launch as soon as March 12th. Oh, pending mission readiness. Okay, so they're not coming back March 12th. They're going to launch it on March 12th and bring them back, I don't know when, maybe. They've been in the space station since last June and were initially slated to spend only about a week at the orbiting laboratory. It's about 250 miles up, plus or minus, I don't know, I forget how much, up above the ground, sea level. Tuna recall. Certain canned tuna products sold at Costco, Trader Joe's, Walmart, and other retailers have been recalled due to botulism risk. What is botulism? I'll have to look it up on maybe the Hake Report because I don't want to bore you right now, although I'm kind of tempted. There is a defect in manufacturing, the easy open pull tab, you know, that thing you pull rather than having to use a can opener, on the lids of the tuna branded as Genova, Van Kemp's, or various store brands. Wow. The company said there's a risk of food leaking or contamination with Clostridium, capital C, botulinum, or botulism, right? Without proper sealing. Symptoms of the rare but potentially fatal disease include muscle weakness, blurry vision, difficulty speaking, and paralysis. Reminds me of what happened to that Democrat congressman on the House floor or wherever he was that happened the other day that I showed on the Hake Report, but I don't think that's what he had. People with the recalled tuna cans should discard them immediately or return them for a refund. Ugh. Oh, I just described to you the symptoms. But yeah, you can die from it. Whew. Anyway, you can still see a full snow moon today, possibly, depending on where you are in the world and what time and the buildings around in the way and stuff. Who knows? Along with Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn before they fade from view. Wow. Pretty cool. I think it's cool. 127.7 million people tuned in to the so-called Super Bowl, Super Lame Bowl. But shout out to the Eagles and good try, Kansas City Chiefs. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3, Manhood Hour.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
This portion of the show, Jesse Lee Peterson Show, is brought to you by GoldCo.com. GoldCo. And I've been trying to encourage you now for 35 years to get your life right, to get your career right. Now I'm encouraging you to buy precious metal, to invest in gold. You can't go wrong. Invest in gold. And I know a lot of you you're worried about the conflict that's happening in the world, in our country and in the world, political conflict, the race conflict, the global instability. What a mess! But don't worry. Work on your life. You can't go wrong. The kingdom of heaven is in you. You can't go wrong. So we have a special going on, GoldCo and I, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show at least, a special promo for my listeners. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. So visit JesseLovesGold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. You got to take care of your own life. You and you alone are responsible for your life. As an adult, you're responsible for your children. Amazing. So check out GoldCo.com. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. It's amazing. My biblical question, does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? What an amazing question. And there is a line open at 888-7753, if you want to get involved, if you want to get on the show today. And also, if you're busy running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you call yourself a representative, and you're at the door trying to force the guard to let you in, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast, so when you get home from being exhausted from trying to get into the Department of Education and they won't let you in, you can podcast the show and listen to it again. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday, it has always been and will always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, mate. Beta. Beta male. Yo, a man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right. And lead the way.
I was talking to someone who spent many years as a prosecutor. When that much money disappears, it's usually because somebody broke some laws somewhere. I want to know who did what. Responsibility is about making sure we fix this and it will not happen again.
15 years later.
This is the system that makes sure that your grandpa gets his Social Security check on time.
See, why are you bothered by the fact that Elon Musk is attempting to expose how did you get a $12 million net worth on a $200,000 salary in Congress?
Look them in the eye. Come on, hold your face up. Look at him. Let him see you. This is him. Look at him. Give me that ID again. So what?
I showed you the ID.
You do what?
I showed you the
Could
ID.
Could you let me see the ID again?
What a mess. A mess. A mess. I want to show you something that's based on this. Nick, that was an amazing editing, man. Thank you. The anchor baby did that. So now he doesn't have to hide from the Border Patrol, from ICE. He's showing the ICE that he loves America. He's giving back. He's not over here trying to be a DEI patient. what now? The anchor baby told me he went when he went to get his license in this country, because he's from another country. His driver's license, it was so easy, right?
It was the easiest thing in the world here in California. Like, no parallel park. You just have to, like, back up a bit at one point and just drive around. The person didn't even care.
The person, like, back up. Oh, okay, that's nice. Let's go. Yeah. But I remember when America was amazing. You had to do parallel parking. You had to drive. You had to do all kind of stuff. And then sometimes you might not even get it. They say, oh, you got to come back. You made one little mistake. That's gone now, huh? But now it's DEI at the Department of Driver's License, whatever you call it. But I want to show you something that should have been said, should have been done years ago. Years ago to the blacks. And no one's, well, somebody said it, but I've not heard a white person show black people love like this before in a long time, very long time. There's this guy by the name of Robert Darby, and he corrected the blacks. He did. It was amazing. This is from Sports Skeeter. Veteran actor Robert Darby has sparked controversy with his recent comments on Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show, laboring the performance as ghetto and calling for an end to what he termed rap crap. Listen to this first soundbite and watch it.
Dear fellow Americans, just my quick little rant on this halftime nonsense. I mean, come on, stop with the ghetto crap. I'm done with the ghetto. I've had it up to here with ghetto. I know they want to say rap is this and rap is the streets and rap is the current and rap is the that. Look at jazz, black and jazz blues artists. Give me the Count Basie band. Give me Duke Ellington's band. Give me the history. Give me jazz. You want to go black? Go art. Enough with the garbage. Enough with bringing these kids down into the garbage. Like that's the cool thing to do and this and that. No. Those gentlemen that created an art form, a gorgeous art form, those jazz artists, let's propagate that in America. Enough with this bull. Who in the NFL hired this act? And Sam Jackson monkeying around. I mean, I'm sorry. It just repulsed me.
That's so deep. I don't know what to do about it. Finally, a white man told the blacks the truth. He told them, he showed them pure love. And that Sam Jackson, Earl, Sam, I think his middle name, Earl, Jack, is a disgrace. He really is. He's just a lost soul. And this man told the blacks the truth. And when I first saw this, this morning in my meeting with my producer, it reminded me, I had forgotten, things are so messed up with the blacks now, I had forgotten how classy jazz music was at one time. And even the soul music and all that, the performers used to dress up and they practiced their routines and they carried themselves in a proper way when they were out in public performing. And they performed with style and class and they had real music. If you doubt me, look at some of the old music from the Temptation and Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye and then the jazz music. They were like, they were perfect. That's in the way they carried themselves and made music and performed. They were not ghetto blacks. They were not, and I had forgotten about that because you see so much rap crap and mess nowadays. You forget what the norm was like when America was great. Thank you, Mr. DeVow, whatever your name is, Robert Darby, for telling the blacks the truth. And also, this is a reason, another reason, you shouldn't be doing it anyway. But this is another reason you got to stop identifying with anyone else and have your own identity. Be responsible for your own life so that if these blacks continue with this black crap, you won't have to think, well, white people think all of us are like that. You won't think that way because you won't identify. You just won't have that identity with the blacks. You will have it with no one, really. You'll be you and just do your thing and live your life and be in control of your own world. But when you identify with the blacks, you're going to think that you and everybody are the same. And so all white people are going to see you the same. And they're not. But black people used to be class to the young blacks that don't know. And you're into this black rap crap. And you shouldn't be performing this at a football game that was major. Like, it was an American day. It wasn't no black rap crap ghetto day. Don't be taking your black crap ghetto hood to white people events. Leave that at home for the hood or for BET. But I forgot how classy blacks used to be in their entertainment world. And this guy is absolutely right. Somebody said that was non-black. It's about time. He showed love. Black people, don't get mad at him. He showed you love. That stupid James Jackson guy, whatever his name was, Samuel Jackson, you up there being as stupid as you are, and he old. He haven't learned anything. He being as ghetto as the young black people. Black people used to be classy. And they were not trying to be anybody but themselves. Remember those days? But instead, we get crap like this from X. This female by the name of Serena Williams. She's up there doing some type of crip walk at the Super Bowl. Why does she? And she's supposed to be like know how to play tennis or something. And she up doing a crip walk at white people event. Watch this from X.
Serena Williams posted this on Instagram. When Kendrick Lamar and team called and was like, we've been trying to do something forever. What about this? We loved your crip walk at the Olympics after you won the gold medal. I'm like, Super Bowl? Are you serious? When in the world would I ever be able to dance at a Super Bowl? Never. Let's do it. I knew my winning dance after the Olympics would pay off one day. End of story.
If black people ever needed you, Lord, they need you now. Serena, is she supposed to be like a little tennis player or something?
Yeah.
Oh, what a mess.
I think she was born in Mississippi or Michigan.
You can take the hood out of the... You can take the black out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the black. She's from Compton. She was raised in Compton, California.
Right, but I said place where she was born.
Well, she was born in
Michigan.
But raised in Compton?
It seems like it.
Oh, yeah? Amazing. I didn't know she was born in another city. I want you to react. I want to hear your reaction to this soundbite. What your thought on this kid? This is kid explanation on how he planned to make money. Here's his kid thoughts on how he planned to make money while staying in the hood. Watch this.
I ain't got no goals. I was born to stay in the hood.
Are you going to stay in the hood for the rest of your life?
I might.
How you going to make money?
The government going to take care of me. All I got to do is have 8 kids and I'm Gucci. Do you know how much food stamps I could get with 8 kids? The hood is the land of opportunity. I could get a chopped cheese, Chinese food, and Don Julio on the same block.
Yo, nah, we're done.
Amazing, huh? This is ghetto in 2025. It's not getting any better, folks. And you have the so-called civil rights movement to thank for that. They became the leader of the people. And the people stopped thinking and taking care of themselves. And now you have that. Serena Williams doing a hood dance at a Super Bowl event. This Earl guy ain't no different at a Super Bowl. What's his name again?
You talking about Kendrick?
No, the Earl.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. And then the Kendrick guy. I don't know who that is, but some rapper. Rap crap guy. What a mess, huh? One other thought, and then I'll take your phone calls here. So this guy, he's in the hood, have 8 babies. He got it made for life. That's the mentality of the blacks. DEI. And this guy looks like a young guy, too. DEI already. And then you say, well, no, you don't want DEI. You want to earn your way. They act like DEI don't exist. That it doesn't exist. What's your thoughts on this black guy asking this white kid to choose between basketball and Black History Month? Watch this.
Black History Month or baseball?
Baseball.
Baseball over Black History Month?
Baseball.
Why are you choosing that? What about black people?
Because I don't like black people.
In all honesty, the kid told her too. Nobody liked black people. The people who allow these people to do the hood stuff at the hood performing at the Super Bowl, they didn't do it because they like black people. They did it because they hate black people, and they put them out there to make them look silly. Nobody. I hear it all the time. No race really like black people. They're afraid of them. They know that they're snapping in a minute. They'll fight. They'll get mad. They go off. What a sad way to live. And I want to continue to encourage the black people, stop identifying with being black and just be you. Be you and just live your life. Stop identifying with group thinking and be free and live your life. It's time out for the black thing. Drop your anger. Forgive your mothers and your fathers. Return to the present of what is right and just live your life. Really. No color necessary. Color not needed, not necessary. Love was right with all your heart, soul, and might. And you want to be one of these hood rats. Amazing. Let me go to Olivia. A first-time caller out of Hawaii. Olivia, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Olivia.
Hi. To respond to the two clips you just showed, I do love how kids always tell the truth.
Yep.
Always entertaining.
Yep. The little kid just said it. He wasn't angry. He just said it. It was amazing.
Yeah, we need to bring that back.
Yes, absolutely.
I have kind of a question, and like I need some help.
Okay.
I'm kind of crazy, and I'm weak and really arrogant, and so it's really hard for me to listen to men. Because my mom ruined me, and it doesn't feel good to kind of accept that, but I'm doing my best to really listen to the men in my life. And, like, I've been seeing this guy for about 9 months now, and he's 30, and I'm 23. And there's kind of, like, a good age gap because he is showing me a lot of things, but... he mentioned your show like 2 months in, and I went on my own to see it, and I kind of like used that against him, and I'm extremely like controlling and really like I don't even know myself anymore because some of the things I have done to him are really disturbing because I don't even feel bad about it. And it's gone to the point where, like, if he doesn't, like, comply with, like, listening to me or, I don't know. It's hard to explain because it doesn't even feel like it's me. But basically, like, it'll get to the point where I will physically attack him just to kind of get a thrill and get something out of talking to him. So like he's really, really smart, and I am very attracted to him, but I don't like him at all. In fact, I hate him, and I've told him that. And so I kind of am a big problem, and I'm not really sure like what to do. And like overall, like my question is, would God judge me if I walk away from the man that he put in my life?
So are you dating him or are you married to him?
We are dating.
Oh, okay. So no, God does not judge. So he would never judge you because God knows, he already know that of all the stuff that you have done, it was never you. It was the spirit in your imagination and emotion that was driving and working through you. It was never you. So God would not judge you for that at all. Mm-hmm. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have. And I did maybe like month six of, or sorry, like 4 or 5 months ago. And my dad is kind of like, he's kind of emotional.
Yeah.
And so he cried, and I went and forgave my mom, and like she, I wasn't scared to do either because like I wasn't really close with either of my parents. But what was interesting when I forgave my mom, which I've been thinking about a lot recently, is she kind of acknowledged it and like understood what I meant, but she gave me like this long explanation of how she knew it was wrong, but then did it anyway. And so I kind of find myself in a similar situation with a guy.
You became just like your mother because you hated her. She made you angry as a kid, and the moment you became angry, you lost sight of reality, and you woke up in the darkness of your imagination. It's like you left home and went out into the wilderness, to the darkness, which is your imagination thought, and you've been living there ever since. But the beauty is, so do you understand me when I said no, God is not going to judge you at all, no matter what? It doesn't matter how low your life has been, low life actions you've done. God does not judge you because he knows that it's not you. It's this thing that's driving your mother and driving you, the spirit of evil. You understand that?
I do understand. I didn't grow up Christian, and so it's hard for me to, like, understand that there is, that God does love us, because I just wasn't growing up around that. That does make sense to me.
Well, don't worry about being a Christian. God is not about Christianity at all. He's not into the Christian thing. God is into the people who want to forgive, admit that they're angry, as you're doing, that you have hatred. Anger is hatred, and which is evil. He want to help those who admit that they're evil and want to overcome, and he'll draw you back home. Once you drop the anger, he'll draw you back home to him. So don't worry about the Christian thing. Christians are lost too, because they are into Christianity, and so they're lost. They're not into what they should be into. So forget about that. Now that you have admitted that you're evil and that something else is making you do this stuff, you're on your way now. Forgiven your parents. Have you dropped the anger? I mean, not dropped the anger, but are you doing the silent prayer?
I want to say yes, but no, not intentionally every morning, every night.
Why not?
Because I think I am doing it wrong, and I've done it like on and off, but I noticed that when I was sitting down and like intentionally trying to do it, I was thinking about the thought of doing the silent prayer. And so I kind of realized, like, as I dropped that, then I was a little bit more opened up to what it really meant, but I kind of sensationalize a lot of things. So I'm trying to make it, I do take moments every day, it's hard early in the morning, but every night I do it. And then once in the evening I do the silent prayer, but I tend to sensationalize a lot of the process of doing it. So I think it's just kind of limiting me, but I will do it.
Yeah, go back to it. Stay with it. You're on your way. You have no idea how much you're on your way, because you have admitted in your heart that you're evil, and there's something else that is making you do the things that you have done and are doing to your boyfriend, even to yourself, right? And because you're aware of that, you're on your way. Can you hold for me?
Yes, of course.
Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. I want you to notice, and I haven't seen it yet, but I bet you if it's already not happening, it will happen. When the guy Robert Davi, told the Blasted Truth about the way they acted at the Super Bowl and they need to drop all that rap crap and hood mess, they're not going to see it as love. They're going to see it as hate. One or two might see it as love, but most of them are going to call them racist. They're going to call them names rather than seeing, you know what, this guy told me to prove, I appreciate him. They're not going to see it at that. But anyway, the hate report is coming up at the top of this hour. The hake report.com from 9 to 11. And after the hake report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV. And after Joel Friday TV, at 12 noon, the American Anchor, baby. And you can catch him on locals.
Rumble.com/AmericanAnchorBaby.
Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. At 12 noon, energy everywhere. You think Rumble is rumbling, wait till the Anchor Baby hit. It's going to rumble all over the place at 12 noon. All right? Check it out. And thank you all for your support. Don't forget to support our effort. We've been around 35 years now, Bond, rebuilding a family by rebuilding a man. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate or call 800-411-BARN. We'll help you, so help us to help others. Get your Punchy coffee, and every dime, every penny of Punchy's coffee go right back to the organization, all right? Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, coffee. P-U-N-C-H-I-E, apostrophe S, coffee. At rebuildingaman.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. I want to go back to Olivia, a first-time caller out of Hawaii. She want to understand now what's going on with her. Olivia, do you so you're doing the right thing by admitting to yourself that you're evil and that something is wrong. You understand that?
Yes.
Now all you got to do is do the silent prayer, practice being present rather than lost in your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And just watch those thoughts and don't try to run away from them. Don't try to take them away from yourself. You can't do anything about it, but watch it. And the Spirit of the Father will take them away from you. Don't call them you ever again. Don't say, I'm mean, I'm angry, I'm lonely, I'm this. It's not you at all, so that you can stop identifying with them. They want you to identify with them so they can continue to live inside of you and control you. Evil lives in the minds of human beings, in the mind of human beings, and in their hearts, right? So stop identifying with it. Don't call it you. And just let God take the spirit, the darkness, away from you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, one thing that I've noticed is it's easy for me to, like, drop thoughts, but sometimes they turn into, most of the time they turn into feelings that I hold within me. And so realizing that the feeling is inside of me and dropping that is, like, helping me a lot.
Absolutely.
But I really do see that all emotions are evil, because the only, like, positive good ones, or even all of them, like, they're fake. They're not even, it's so bad. Like, I get a positive feeling from doing wrong and doing the worst possible thing. And it's just that thrill that I'm chasing, so.
And that's the evil that is controlling every human being on earth, even the Christians. Because Christians have anger. They know the Bible. They go to church. They sing and pray. And they pray to the devil, but they think they're praying to God. They cry. They hoop and holler. They praise the Lord. But their hearts are wicked because they have not overcome. They have not dropped their anger, right? But it's the same spirit that's driving you to do the thing you have done and are doing. It's the same thing that's going on with every human being on the earth. There's not one that is not going through this. And there are only a few that would do what you are doing. They'll try to get out of this hell that they're in. They're seeking what's right, and they'll be fine. So you stay with it. Stop calling it you. And just know that it's a lie that God is judging you. God is not judging you no matter what you've done. He is not judging you because he knows that it's not you at all. You just don't know it's not you, but he does. And so when you get those emotions, and emotions are evil, and the world push emotions because the world, human beings are evil, just know the so-called good ones and the bad ones are both evil. They're not you. So let it pass. You'll be fine.
Mm. I have one more, like, quick question.
Okay.
Is it possible to make things work with this guy? If I'm, like, truly honest and, like, willing to drop all, like, anger around him?
Yes, but it's possible for it to work if you don't try to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is work on you. The evil that's in your mind and in your heart, emotions, all you got to do is work on that. Watch that and do that, and you'll become natural. And life will happen naturally. And if it meant for this thing to work with you and the boyfriend, it will work. It doesn't need your help. But if you try to make it work, you're going to screw it up. It's not going to work. Life works by itself. You are not, it is abnormal. It is wrong. It shows the lack of love to try to make a relationship work. You just work on you. And if he's working on himself, it's going to happen naturally if it's meant to be.
Mm.
Don't ever try to make it work. It doesn't work when you try to make it work. Whomever told you that you're supposed to work on a relationship, they lied to you. That person was lost, and they told you a lie to keep you in hell.
Mm.
You just work on you, and when you're around this guy, notice what you're thinking and feeling. Don't call it you. And just be yourself around him. You'll be fine.
I kind of struggle with, I guess, being myself, because I tend to try to identify with so many things that I do or, like, want to do. And so most of the time he, like, calls me out on that, like, right away. And it irritates me because, like, I'm like, oh, how dare you, like, see through How dare you see through me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go.
And when you say you have a difficult time being yourself, who are you trying to be?
At least a girl. Like, I pretend that I'm, like, so strong and, like, independent because feminism was, like, pushed on me as a kid, too. So I'm, like, I do try to, like, at least be a girl, but I'm so lost. Like, I don't know really who I am. I just know I'm angry.
And who is trying to be this girl to overcome feminism? Or feminist movement, whatever that crap was. who is trying to be that?
I'm not too sure. Maybe, like, a part of me that's trying to prove that I, like a part of me is trying to prove that I can be either, like, full feminist or not at all. I'm not too sure.
And who are you?
I'm evil. I don't know.
You're right. You don't know who you are. You know a false identity because you escaped into your imagination when you were traumatized by your mother. You escaped into your imagination. You lost your innocence, your presence with God. You went into your imagination, and you don't know who you are. So don't try to be anyone or anything. Just do your work, go to a job, do your work if you have a job. And just watch those thoughts and feelings. And when you find yourself lost in the feelings, just know you're in thought and become aware of that. It will change by itself. So don't even try to overcome being deceived by this feminist movement. Don't try to be a girl. Don't try to be anything. And you will be made to become one. You will be made to be whole. You will become you again. It would be amazing. But if you try to be someone or whatever, you're going to say you would never be yourself again because you're trying to make, it's a spiritual battle. There's nothing you can do about it. And you're playing God trying to be something or someone. You give up all that and just watch those thoughts. Give up all your ideas about who you should be, who you are. Don't even call yourself, you've admitted you're evil. Don't call yourself that anymore either, because it's not in you. It's not you, but it's the spirit in you. And those demons are working overtime, especially now that you're waking up. They're going to have to, if you stay with it, they're going to have to depart from your mind and your body. Because the reason that human beings are evil is because their hearts are evil, right? And these spirits made a home in them, and it's dry them. They live in them. And the human beings think that they are the spirits. They are the evil ones, but it's not. So don't call yourself that. Don't try to be anything. You just work on by watching those thoughts, you'll be fine. And then whatever, your boyfriend is working on himself?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, he's going to understand this. And so when you're acting out, and he call it out, and the spirit go, who are you to tell me who I am? Who are you to call me evil, right? That's not you screaming. That's those demons. They don't want your boyfriend to tell you that because they don't want you to be reminded that it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you that's feeling the pain. Even though you feel the pain in your body, it's not your pain and it's not you. You're not your body. And it's not you that's screaming in your imagination. He's trying to tell me what to do. He can't tell me I'm evil. Blah, blah, blah. It's not you. So stop calling that you.
Okay.
Who will you be if you stop thinking?
Hmm. I'd be a lot more peaceful. For sure.
And you, that's another idea, but you don't know that for sure, but that's the truth. So I want you to stop thinking. Just think about going to work, making your dinner, and blah, blah, blah. And when you're around your boyfriend, don't try to be anything. Just live your life with him, around him, and when you're with him. But don't try to be right. Don't try to be anything, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
So stop calling yourself good or evil. Stop calling yourself anything. It is not you. I promise you. I absolutely promise you it's not you at all.
Mm. Thank you, Jesse.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Which is easier for you to believe, that you are a sinner or all your sins have been forgiven?
All my sins have been forgiven.
That's right. So God is not going to judge you. You're free. The real you is free. This fake you is what's enslaved, and you think the fake you is you. Your thoughts and your feelings is not you at all.
Mm. I see that to be so true.
Yeah.
I really only ever get, I've never really been, like, an angry person, at least, like,
yes.
What I thought I am now before meeting him. But I only really ever get the thoughts and feelings when I'm around him, because my desire to control him and, like, have something from being around him is, like, overwhelming.
And what that is, the darkness in you hate the light in him. And so the darkness is trying to destroy the light in him. But you think it's you trying to destroy him, but it's not you. And even the thrills that you're getting from it is not you. It feels like the thrill of you. You feel good when you think you hurt him. You feel good when you yell at him, when you embarrass him. It's just a thrill, but the thrill is not you.
Mm. Wow.
So stop calling it you. The real you have never done anything wrong in your whole life. You cannot do wrong because all of your sins have been wiped away. You're neither guilty or innocent. You're neither right or wrong. You're neither a sinner nor a saint. You're neither nothing that you think that you are. So let all thoughts pass. Let all your ideas pass, and you'll be free.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse.
And if your boyfriend is working on himself, he's going to understand that. So when you are around him, and because you are working on yourself, you get angry or something, he's not going to take it personal. He will point it out, but he's not going to take it personal. And when he pointed out and the demons scream, don't call it you. It's the demons screaming in you because they don't want you to see them.
Mm.
They want you to think it's you.
Yeah. When he does call it out in me, like, it's strange because, like, sometimes when I'm doing, like doing, I guess, like, out externally, I'm, like, pretending to drop it.
Yes.
But I still have it. Like, that, will that go away?
Yes. Don't pretend. You just notice it's happening inside of you. And don't do a pretense or anything. Just watch it. And the light, because it's the Father who is allowing you to see it right now. It's God, because you welcome the truth, is allowing you to see the not you, the false identity, the false life. It's God. He's already with you. He's allowing you to see it. So don't pretend and try not to yell out, scream out, you know, when I say that. Don't be going off on this guy. But if you do, just, hey, you know what? I'm wrong. I'm sorry. And if he correct you, just know the pain you feel from the correction is not you. Just work on you and don't pretend anything.
Okay.
And if you do the silent prayer, practice staying present, you won't have to pretend. You're going to be fine. But you got to do the prayer during the day. You practice when you're caught up in your head thinking about the past or the future. let that pass, come back, realize your body. Your body is always present, so be aware of your body and just practice being present. And I promise you, and it's not me doing it, but I'm telling you, the father will take care of the daughter. You are a prodigal daughter, and the prodigal daughter is being drawn back home to the father.
Hmm.
When you're overcoming your thoughts, you're overcoming the wilderness, the wildness out there in the crazy world. You're overcoming that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yes, I'd like to call back.
At any time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You are amazing.
Amazing. And just know that God, you can only see the truth if God revealed the truth to you. No one else can unless God revealed it. I can't make you see the truth. No one on earth can make you see the truth. But when I speak the truth, it's the Father in you that's confirming, oh, that makes sense. And that's why you know it makes sense. He is allowing you to see that.
Mm.
So he's with you.
Thank you.
All right. I wish you well.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. I wish you well, too.
Thank you. Take care now.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, Anthony gave another Cash App, yet another, saying dismantle the Department of Education. Give it back to the states.
Absolutely. And the Democrats don't want that because they're going to lose money if you do that. What the? You're right. Thank you.
I'd actually love for the people to take it away from the states, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, Greenwald gave a couple of coffees. Happy 35 years, Bond. My life has changed profoundly because of the silent prayer and staying away from anger. It scares me to imagine where I would be today had I not discovered you guys. The whole world needs to hear your message. I wish to help Bond succeed however I can.
Thank you, and thank you for helping us to help others. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. The whole world is a stage, and everybody's playing a part. What the? Thank you for your support. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Greenwald.
Yeah.
Better Man on the Live X says, haven't seen this show since your mods are betas. They ban paying viewers that speak truth about the J, Juice. That's what he says.
What's the J?
Jews. Jewish people.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Better Man.
Yeah, thank you.
You can contact the producer if you want another chance, but don't be all into speaking truth about the J's.
Amazing.
That's what I suggest for the sake of the channels.
Yeah.
Mike Young bought a couple of coffees. Hey, Jesse, this is one of my proofs that you are not black and slow because you were right about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry because I've heard they are now separated. What a mess. So says Mike Young. I haven't heard that, but I don't hear the news.
I haven't heard any of that either, but I wouldn't be surprised. That female made that man leave his home and go into her messy world. And that guy's a beta. He's so beta, it's pitiful. But I haven't heard that they're breaking up. But thank you. Amazing.
There are rumors, but according to Google AI, which may or may not be right, they're not separated. They're working to strengthen their marriage, according to People in Economic Times.
Well, with them, well, what the?
But if they're working to strengthen it, it makes it sound like it's kind of weak. Right. But anyway, Mike Young bought another coffee. Jesse, you notice that whenever white people pull stunts, then everybody goes insane, but any minority race does something, then the response is crickets. Because, like you said, white people are public enemy number one for no reason in their own country. Pretty sad.
Absolutely, Mike. Thank you, man. You're right about that. Amazing.
Three coffees from Renee. Hey, Jesse, I represent the KKK and wanted to let Lee know, Lee from Orlando, we're coming for him in Orlando. Laughing faces with tears sideways.
Amazing.
Because he was scared of them as a kid in Philly.
Amazing.
In the 80s and 90s.
Thank you.
That's the brainwashing. What a mess. Terrible. Nice. Targeting the kids. Charlotte bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, how did the blacks know that the neo-Nazis were there for them? For them. How did they know they weren't there for the Jews? The blacks' biggest thrill is hoping that they are targets.
They live off that. They want to feel like victims.
Yeah.
And that's why they look for anything that makes them feel like a victim. That's a very good point, too. Thank you. That's amazing.
Three coffees from Madeline, who called earlier, I think. Hi, Jesse. As a public school teacher, I cannot wait for the Department of Education to go. They pretend they want kids to learn, but they do everything possible to keep them in the dark. It's a scam.
We don't need them anymore. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, you are so right about the dogs, mate. It's gotten out of control. When my granddad's dog was sick, he would just shoot them. He wouldn't dream in paying for someone to come and put it down.
What human beings are doing to animals today is pure wickedness. They have destroyed one another, and now they're destroying the animals. And they call it love. What a sad way to live. Thank you.
Another Cash App from Anthony. Sanctuary cities are traitorous to America. I agree.
What's
sanctuary
that?
Cities?
Oh, yeah.
Traitors
yep.
to America.
Amazing. Thank you.
A non-pithy three coffees from Sion. But, Jesse, ever since the pandemic, white people themselves don't want to work. I've seen so many white people don't want to work at my at the job. It's not just blacks being lazy. I agree with her, actually.
Well, nowadays, you're absolutely right. They made some white people become victims as well. And they got lazy during the Chinese virus thing. That's why they don't even want to go back to the office at the government workers. Trump said, either you're going or you laid off. Bye. Or yeah. Fired or something.
Love you, says Sion.
Thank you, Sion. I appreciate it. Love you back.
I abbreviated your coffee. Thank you, Sion. Amir from New York. Hey, Jesse, the other black, Derek, is giving beta energy to Joelle. Joelle's starting to grow on me, though. I can't watch punchy TV without you.
Repeat that.
The other black Derek
right.
is giving beta energy to Joelle. Joelle is starting to grow on me, though.
Nice.
I can't watch punchy TV without you.
Oh, man, I'm going to be on there sometimes as well. I just been too busy. Joelle been trying to get me to come on, but I just been like extremely busy with counseling and all that. But I'll be back on. Amazing. Thank you, though.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah. I am so out of time. I don't know where this hour went, hey. Where did it go, Hank? He got his Walla Milly shirt on.
Yeah, cool, huh? Happy Black History Month.
I'm out of time. The Hank Report coming up. The Joel Friday TV after that. The American Anchor Baby after that. I'll be back tomorrow. Baba Thumper Thursday. And to the callers, bye, y'all. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races.
Turn your chest.
I understand. I know why, and I do understand.
Turn your chest is now open on D-Line.
Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express. because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything.